Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, this is far harder to play to an audience well lit, with lights on them as well. In a small setting than to play to 2,000 people. 2,000, 10,000 is nothing. When I first joined the Kingston Trio, I was just 21, and the first gig we did was a break-it gig in Santa Rosa, California for a boys' club, and there were about 300 people, and did the show. Next night, flew down to Los Angeles, and the next gig was the Hollywood Bowl that held 20,000 people. But the Hollywood Bowl was like, it was so big, it wasn't. It was so big, it was just without identity. It was just one big identity. We played two nights there, and it was such a rush, I got to tell you, to join the trio, to want to be in the Kingston Trio, and then get to be in the Kingston Trio. And I remember we were having our first publicity photos done at Frank Werber's house, our manager in Kentfield. Had this pool with the big picture windows, and I could look in when they were taking a picture, and I saw Nick and Bob and me. And I thought, where's Dave? Oh, my God, where's Dave? Because I was a big Dave Guard fan. And Dave was gone, and it was me, and it was the most bone-chilling realization. To get, you know, there's an old saying, there's only one thing worse than not getting your dream, and that's getting your dream. And when I got my dream, they called me at the hotel and said, well, guys, Don MacArthur said, John, well, Picker, you got the gig. And I hung up the phone, and I just sat there. And I felt nothing. I didn't feel great. I didn't feel bad. I just felt nothing. After all that, it was just nothing. But when I saw the pictures being taken, I felt something move.